of you guys have seen him before? Raise your hands, please. How many of you guys are from south of Orlando? Everybody in the audience, if you're south of Orlando, raise your hands. If you're south of Lake Okeechobee, raise your hands. If you're south of Kendall, raise your hand. We got still some people south of Kendall. Wow, that's great. Wow, you guys spent some gas money to come on. Where are you guys from? What? Puerto Rico.
Two.
Starting to hear sounds coming from the PA. That's always nice. Immediately to my right is Stan Geberer. You guys have seen him play with a bunch of people. He is picking up the Bobby Kogut Most Musically Promiscuous Man in the State of Florida award tonight on the main stage at 9:30. And he spells his name G-E-B-E-R-E-R. G-E-B. No, no, that'll be G-E-B. Repeat. G-E-B. E-R. E-R. Geberer. G-E-B. E-R. E-R. So the next time that somebody mispronounces his name and calls him Stan Gerber, you are now authorized to punch them very hard on the side of their head. Just a little touch. Little touch. See, Stan's a nice guy. Are you left-handed, Stan? You just play the harmonica. He plays the harmonica upside down. Was that just like an accent? You just picked it up and started playing with it? Yeah, he plays it upside down. It's like him playing a left-handed guitar. It's the same kind of thing. I don't think it makes much of a difference physically, does it?
Can you get more lizard in the monitor?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's asking if you want it in or out.
Didn't know that.
In a little bit.
Okay. All right. Then I guess the next item of business would be that harp, Mike.
I'm going to go through the names of the guys, and I'll make sure I don't screw any of them up. Okay. The part of Armadillo will be played by Jake Vanderplate. The part... Oh, absolutely. The part of Bret Hart Crane will be played by Boomslang Swamp Singer.
That's good.
Okay. And then
the part of Crocodile will be played by Mark Harris. The part of Deodor will be played by Don DeWitt. Where's Ron? Ron's not here?
They're in the van.
What? So he's not going to be here?
I don't hear too much in the mic.
So I'm not going to say his name. He's got to be here.
He's coming.
He's here.
All right, then I'll say his name. The part of Joe Quigley will be played by Ron Litchauer. He's in the van, so you're not clapping. That's cool. No problem. The part of Panther will be played by Stan.
G-E-B-E-R-E-R.
Okay.
Well done. The part of Rita Quigley, she's in the van. Be played by Barry Litchauer.
Which one?
Yeah.
The part of Trailer Park Mom, which is probably the greatest character name in the history of the annals of history, be played by Barbara Meade.
Got a little boom there. Boom, boom, boom.
So,
I'll thin it out a little bit.
Has everybody got their hand out? Anybody need a hand? You still need one?
Okay, there.
What? Need a hand.
All right. You know,
he's got one. He doesn't need another one.
Down on the bass, the monitor. Or...
Good.
Okay. Very well then.
A little vocal over here.
We're getting dangerously close. I can smell it.
Well,
what was that anyway?
Now we're getting somewhere. Like, we'll come along.
It's the first
one,
first show we've had all day with sets and a roadie plugged in.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, don't do that with that microphone.
You've got an air gap on the other end of the cord.
That's
got
to go on tour with us now. Leave it alone. No, that's Jake.
Yep. I'm good to go. Good to go.
Boom Slang Swamp Singer, folks.
All right, here at WSAW, the voice of the Everglades, we don't allow the use of the word testing or check. So we're going to have the house band, the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band, play one of their all-time great swamp hits as our mic check. Please sit back and enjoy the show.
This one.
Great hurricane, 1935 in the Florida Keys, rolled across Isla Mirada, destroying Henry Flagler's railroad for eternity. The last train ever out of the old Key West station on Duval Street left at exactly 5:45 p.m. September 2nd, 1935. Board with notorious smuggler Jack Diamond, eloping with the incredibly innocent and excruciatingly lovely Shay Fleming, the 20-year-old daughter of the Monroe County Sheriff. On the layer tree now all too well, Jack Diamond for the poor was never ahead of arrest. No, he shouldn't brought her. Shay, the sheriff's daughter, sat smiling right beside you. King of the Florida streets from runners, but you rival gang machine gunner, ambush deputy Doug Dare at the Monroe County Fair. And they dropped Jack's calling card behind them.
Could you keep her here on the marathon? Speeding train with secret cargo, past mysterious Lincoln fighting key near Upper Matagumbe, finally on to Key Largo.
In just an hour and a quarter, a dark blue wall of salt water broke upon the Middle Keys, uprooting railroad ties and trees. Destroy Henry Flagler Rail forever.
Could you keep her here on the marathon Isle of Mirada? Speed train with secret cargo, fast mysterious Lincoln fighting her upper Matagumbe, finally on to Key Largo.
Will they never rebuild the track? Ghostly trestles that witnessed Shay's escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. Fiddle players! Trestle that witness Shay escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. On the last train out of Key West.
On the last train out of Key West.
In just a few moments, we'll be going live to the finals of the 55th annual Collier County Spelbee, already in progress. But first, we'd like to thank our house band, the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band, for their mic check, whose CD, The Last Train Out of Key West, is available at the Foff booth, which is spelled T-E-N-T.
You're all invited to the 55th annual Collier County Spelbee. Our final contestant, Crocodile Spellword, is... Slew.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
A slew is a river within a river.
Yeah, that helped. Slew. S-L-E-L. S-L-O-U-G-H. Slough.
Excellent. Our final contestant, the otter... Her spell word is Florijo, as in a slough in Florida that is as pretty as French jewelry.
Can you please use that in a song?
Maybe.
What doesn't it rhyme with?
Doesn't rhyme with anything.
Florijo. F L O R I. J-O-U.
Yes.
X. V. Floor Joe Slew.
It's a farm in a swamp where Florida cow never left before. I won't leave now, couldn't find a place for a goose and my raccoon. Sawgrass swamper man, let them catch me if they can. Doing okay, how do you do? Only 1 mile from Floor Joe Slew. It's a farm in a swamp. Canada goose stands on my knee. Only 1 mile from Floor Joe Slew.
Otters slide down my left knee.
Canada goose stands on my knee.
Brown bobcat with the youngest cub and an anhinga in a cold hot tub.
That mouthful gator wakes me up at noon.
Can't get deep beer can by the moon.
Stay up all night, how about you?
Only 1 mile from Floor Joe Slew. It's a farm in a swamp for a horn and cow never left. For a goose and my raccoon. Sawgrass swamper man, let them catch me if they can. Doing okay, how do you do? Only 1 mile from Floor Joe Slew. Fiddle flare. Steal my bait.
Corps of Engineers knock down my gate. U.S. Marshals nail up a sign.
Sign says U.S. property.
Bye-bye, God like me.
No more chosen few.
Only 1 mile from Floor Joe Slew. It's a farm in a swamp for a Florida cow. Never left before and I won't leave now. Couldn't find a place for a goose.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Bret Hart Crane, and this is the Everglades Campfire Radio Show on beautiful WSAW, the vibrant voice of the Everglades, emanating from the Queen City of the Everglades, Everglades City, which we just call Everglades.
Gentle rainfall and pale beams
That was the theme song of the Everglades Campfire radio show that was written by War Dog Vanderplate, a founding member of the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band who passed on 1 year ago. We'll be looking for him later around the campfires when we all go out to jam.
You know, ever since the Barron Theater burned down in 1947, we haven't had much to do on weekends except go out killing fish. And we do that all week anyway. So a lot of times we go down to Comfort, which is now called Chuckalosky, and we have a jam or song swap. And that's why we take our jams and our song swaps very seriously.
Yep.
Well, we went around a circle in a clockwise direction. When it got to him, to my recollection, he said he'd hold himself to a 3-minute song. Then he does some Irish thing that's 20 verses long. No, he'll never jam in this county again. And though he can play, he doesn't know when. Get the instrument off and lap when the song better end. Hey, he'll never jam in this county again. Well, they passed around a bottle toward the end of the night. It got passed from right to left, and he was sitting on my right. He announced he likes to drink in the key of C. Though the bottle got to him, it never got to me. No, he'll never jam in this county again. But though he can play, he doesn't know where. Get the instrument off and lap when the song that it did. Hey, he'll never jam in this county again. I just composed a song, and when it was finished, I added A augmented and D minor ninth diminished. I was all set to show him just how good I could play. When he finished his song, he packs up and walks away. No, he'll never jam in this county again. Though he can play, he doesn't know when. Take the bottle off his knee and pass it around again. Hey, he'll never jam in this county again. Fiddle player. He'll never jam in this county again. You know, one of the problems that's been facing, one of the socio-literary problems that's been facing our county for the past 2 years is that of survivalists and Everglades militia intruding themselves into our public library system, which now includes more than 500 books. They come barging in wearing camouflage t-shirts and paramilitary smiles on their faces, and they grab handfuls of books, mostly old National Geographics with maps of the Everglades in them and Ayn Rand novels. And they put them in the back of old pickup trucks and sports utility vehicles. They drive them out into the swamp, and they keep them in a big pile outdoors. And when they bring them back, months, weeks overdue, they got wine stains all over the cover, and dirty, filthy playing cards stuck in them as bookmarks. I think you understand the nature of the problem. My brother Ben and I hit town. The sun was going down. We knew the public library closed at 8. Old Ben went in the back while I pushed down a stack. It was crowded. We decided not to wait. We drove out in the wood just as far as we could. We spread out all the books beneath the pine. Stuff the best ones in the trunk. Each night when we get drunk, we take turns hollering out the line.
Survivalist, librarian, I keep my books out where it's wild and free. The covers, they get wet, but they ain't caught us yet. I got the world's most open library.
We ain't guilty of the capers that you read about in the papers. We don't pillage or poach or steal your cows. But when a book is overdue, we prefer to read it through and maintain it longer than the law allows. On a dead bear for my bed, I read the Fountainhead until it was 12 months overdue. Due to the inclement weather, stuck the pages back together with a mouthful of Budweiser for the glue.
Survivalist, librarian, I keep my books out where it's wild and free. The covers, they get wet, but they ain't caught us yet. I got the world's most open library.
Sheriff posses all around, I can't put this book down. I guess they'll have to take me in mid-page. I'll lead an unfulfilling life, lest I can con the sheriff's wife in a slipping a few classics in my cage.
Survivalist, librarian, I keep my books out where it's wild and free. The covers, they get wet, but they ain't caught us yet. I've got the world's most open library.
Survivalist,
librarian, survivalist, librarian.
In mid-1970s, it was Florida law enforcement officers like Agent Dawson, Lawson, who kept Lake Okeechobee free of the marijuana trade by patrolling a course through the lake that they called Cannabis Way in a very, very leaky
long
motorboat in order to interdict those who trafficked in what Agent Lawson calls sawgrass tobacco.
Chinka 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 blink blonk.
From Okeechobee City to South Bay, there's a path through the water known as Cannabis Way. I patrol it with two agents named Fred.
Keep South Florida free while you go to bed.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, bum.
Chicky, 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 blink, blonk.
If your boat's sitting low, it'll attract my attention. Look for drug indicators, numerous to mention. If you make a furtive move, I'm on you like a bear. Stash contraband, Fred'll tell me where.
Rum bum bum ba dum ba dum bum.
Chinka 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 bling.
If you throw it overboard, I'm in the lake up to my lips. The average runner makes exactly 1.5 trips.
You may think your present life is a veil of tears, but running sawgrass tobacco will get you 20 years. Rum bum bum ba dum ba dum bum. Chinka 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 blink. Blunk.
4 miles this side of Canal Point, there's a big time swamp, rockabilly joint. Name of the owner is Billy Crawdad. 40 years freehold, and this year he went bad.
Rum bum bum ba dum ba dum bum.
Chinka 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 chink.
Load a blue Chevy pickup over Moorhaven Lock. Drive south around the lake to Billy Crawdad's dock. Past the chain link fence on the old back road. Saw a Chevy swaying with an unnatural load.
Rum bum bum ba dum ba dum bum.
Chinka 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 chinka.
crawdads after midnight. Me and Fred keeps just barely out of sight. Soon Billy puts the contraband aboard his boat. I grab him by the face, Fred grabs him by the throat.
This trip was gonna be old Billy's last try, but your best laid plans often go awry. You may think your present life is a veil of tears. Running sawgrass tobacco will get you 20 years.
You may think your present life is a veil of tears, but running sawgrass tobacco
will get you 20 years. Rum bum bum ba dum ba dum bum. Chinky 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 chinky
chinky. Plum. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Everglades Campfire Radio Show for this evening. See you next time.